兄姊妹午安。
午安。
祝你平安。
七七为平安。
都是安哈。
Everyone is in peace。
但是只有真正一个永远的平安是在主耶稣基督里面。
The forever peace is in Jesus Christ。
他告诉我们。
He told us。
你们在世上有苦难。
You have bitter in this life。
但在我里面，你们有平安。
But in me, you can find peace。
你们可以放心。
You can take heart。
因为我已经胜了世界。
Because I overcome the world。
我得胜还要再胜。
I overcome the world and I will be victorious。
所以，记住。
So remember。
人对我们说：“平安的去吧。”
When people tell us。Go peacefully.
我们笑笑就是了。
So we smile.
他不知道讲什么。
Because they don't know what they're talking about.
所以他说愿你平安。
So God says, may peace be with you.
但主耶稣说你们可以放心。
But Jesus told us, take heart.
你的信心里面。
Your faith.
就要接受进去。
With your faith, you can receive the peace.
靠着主耶稣基督。
Depend on Jesus Christ.
我们要放心。
So we can take heart.
一旦放心了。
When we are take heart.
你叫你的孩子明年要好好念书。
You tell your children to study hard.
妈咪放心，我一定会。
Mommy, no. I know you. I will do it.
那天晚上你可能睡得很好哦。
That night you will have good sleep.
况且儿子叫你放心，你都能够睡得好。
When your children told you to take heart, then you can have good sleep.
天地的主叫你放心。
When the glory God tell you to take heart.
你还放不下。
But you cannot do it.
你想想看，这是不是信心？
Is that your faith?
以前在一种传统市场啊。
In traditional way.
每天早上有挑着这个担子到菜场里面去卖鱼的。
Every morning, the people carry the fish to sell in the market.
有一天早上。
One day, one morning.
有一个老太太。
There is one older lady.
挑着两担的鳝鱼。
She carried two big bucket of fish.
要走到差不多150公尺远的传统市场。
He has to walk for long distance.
你知道他们很早就起床。
They get up early in the morning.
身上的担子很重。
They carry very heavy burden.
所以他一面挑着两个担子。
While she was carrying the bucket.
朝着传统市场走去。
On the way to the market.
一面嘴里一直叹气。
And she was worrying.
叹气的声音啊
And she was groaning.
很大
Very loudly.
旁边有一部小卡车开过去的时候
There is one big small truck passed by.
司机听到了
The driver heard what she was groaning.
所以司机就把车停下来
So the driver stopped the truck.
就问这位老太太
And asked the older lady.
我能够帮助你什么吗
Can I do anything for you?
他说这两个担子好重
She said this buckets are too heavy
所以这个司机就下车了
So the driver came down
说来我把这两个担子摆在车后面
So I can put your buckets on the truck
你坐前面我带你到前面的菜场去卖菜
So you can sit on the driver's passenger seat
结果这个司机把他两个担子摆在了那个小卡车的后面。
So the driver fixed the box on the back of the truck.
这个时候。
At this moment.
老太太说。
The older lady said.
我也要坐在后面。
I want to sit behind the window.
我不要坐在你的 passenger side.
I cannot sit beside you on the passenger seat.
这个人想哦，那也没有关系。
So the driver thinks this is no problem.
因为他怕万一摇了一下鳝鱼飞了怎么办啊
Because she worried that her fish will be loose. She lost the fish.
所以他就扶他上了这个卡车。
So he helped her get on the truck.
然后说 老太太，你坐好啊，我开慢一点。
So sit steady, I will drive slowly.
他就开始往前开了。
So she started to drive.
还没有开半分钟。
After less than half minute.
他又听到后面在叹气了。
He heard she's groaning again.
他就把车停下来。
Then she stopped the truck.
向后一看。
Look at her.
这个老太太把两个担子又挑起来了。
The old lady carried her bucket again.
站在这个小卡车的后面叹气。
And she was standing on the truck.
弟兄姐妹，好笑啊！
This is a funny story.
怎么会有这种人呢？
How come some people like this?
我们天天在主里都是这样子的。
Actually, we are like the old lady in the Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的，到我这里来。
Jesus said, whoever carries burdens, come to me.
我帮你担。
I carry for you.
你放心了。
You should take heart, relax.
我们都说好。
We can say yes, okay.
但是说好的时候，我们把担怎么样，又抢回来。
But we still carry by ourselves.
我们还跟自己讲。
We told ourselves,
我这个人能够长进，就是因为要有压力。
Because I can be progress, because I have pressure on me.
我们如果这张嘴巴，人最后死，人里面最难死的是什么东西啊？
In our heart, what is most difficult to die?
就是我们的骄傲。
Because it's our arrogance.
我们外面最后停止的是什么？
What is the last thing stop?
就是我们这个吹牛诡诈的舌头。
It's our tongue.
我们要格外的注意哦。
We have to be careful.
求神帮助我们。
Ask God to help us.
信靠他就信他到底。
Trusting him totally.
For eternal life. 不是为了今天。
Not for today.
也不是为了明天。
Not for tomorrow.
不是为了我小孩子进哪一个大学。
Not is about which university my children go to.
乃是他在我人生的路途上面一直的带着我。
It's the way how God guides us in our life.
记住。
Remember.
有个百夫长的祷告。
There is a century prayer.
他说：“主啊。”
It is Lord.
我信。
I believe you.
但我信不足。
I didn't believe you last.
求主加添。
God help me to believe you more.
注意哦。
Be careful.
我们每次都信啊。
We always believe.
但是我里面有一块东西不信。
But there are something we don't believe.
或者说我信不过来。
Maybe we don't have enough faith.
我们要学习着这一个百夫长的祷告。
We have to learn how to pray on this century.
求主加添。
Ask God to help us to believe you more.
知道了吗？
You know now.
不是我只信我想信的。
It's not just I believe what I want to believe.
我不能信的我就不信。
Even though since that we don't want, we cannot believe, we don't believe.
所以英文里面说。
In English.
If he is not the Lord of all,
如果他是所有人的主的话，
he is not the Lord at all.
他也不是任何人的主。
不是。如果他不是在我心里全然的主，
if he is not the Lord of all of me,
他就根本不是我的主。
He is not my Lord.
记住啊，好不好？他是我们全人的主。
He's our Lord,
totally. 他连你的头发都数过，上礼拜我们说的。
He even numbered your hairs.
他告诉我们。
He told us.
铅摆在怀里。
The sword is in your chest.
定势的是耶和华神。
God is make all the decisions.
人心谋算自己的道路。
Even we have strategy for our way.
只有耶和华神带领他的脚步。
Only God leads our steps.
今天我们从圣经从头看到尾，从尾看到头，有两个字非常的显眼。
in the Bible from beginning to the end, from end to beginning, there's two words very important.
他说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Fear God is the beginning of the wisdom.
一个人怎么会敬畏耶和华？
How can we fear God?
More than just afraid. More than just scary.
不只是害怕。
是 respect.
我们要尊重。
With tremble.
我们要颤抖的敬畏神。
敬畏神的意思就是
Fear God means.
怕得罪了他。
We are afraid to against him.
今天我们当中或外面有很多人是信神。
In this world, there's many people believing God.
但他的信神在英文是 know about God.
在英文说他是知道神。
I know something about him.
我知道他。
你看厉不厉害？你知道跟你认识他不一样哎。
When you know him and you really know him,
people. 哎，你认不认得我们教会有个弟兄啊，文弟兄啊
？Do you know our brother Wen?
哎，我听说过他，不认得他。
I heard about him, but I don't know him.
你光听说过是没有意义的。
Just heard about him is not enough.
魔鬼也听过。
Satan also heard about him.
但是怎么样？心里怎么样
？But in his heart, what happened to his heart?
害怕。
He
dreams. 没有念过这个雅各书有吗
？You read the book James.
你说你信神，你说的不错。
You said you believe in God. You are right.
魔鬼也信。
Satan believes in God too.
就是心里害怕。
But he dreams God.
如果我们是远远的知道神。神是住在，哎呀，好远好远好远好远的。
If we know God, that is from long distance.
跟我一点关系都没有的。
We don't have any relationship with him.
我们里面绝对不会敬畏神的。
So we don't have that fear for him.
但另外一种呢
？But there's other kind.
我们把神当作我们的 buddy buddy.
We God is our friend.
好了，别讲了。
这样
的我们也不会敬畏神
so we don't have that fear for God.
所以我们今天信主
Today we believe in God.
我们与神的位置一定要站对
we have to have the right position between us and God.
诶，为什么你的孩子在家里跟你吵吵吵吵的把你气死了
Why your children are arguing with you at home?
然后你去参加parents conference 的时候
When you start to 去开会的时候，
到学校跟老师开会的时候
，When you go for the
conference, 你老师说他是全班最好的小孩。
The teacher said he is the best in the school.
为什么
？Why?
他一到学校，他的位置站对了，晓得吗
？He knows where his position is.
You are teacher.
你是老师。
I am student.
我是学生。
回到家以后呢
？When he comes home.
他不是说 you are parents, I'm son.
他说你是父母，我是儿子。
I am the king.
他说我是国，我是国王。
I'm the prince.
我是王子。
懂意思了？
明白了。
我们为什么上班的时候战战兢兢啊
？Why we are so free?
回家对太太就很凶啊。
But when we go back, we treat our wife.
两面人啊。
You have two personalities.
不是这个意思。
It's not this meaning.
每一次你到公司的时候
，Every time you go to company.
连老板的秘书给你个脸色看，你都怕。
When the secretary look at you in a wrong way.
你一天连中饭都吃不下去。
So you worry about even you cannot eat your lunch.
你很怕得罪他。
Because you don't want to, you want to respect him.
可是回家以后呢
？But when you go back home.
你忘记你旁边那个是跟你一起承受生命之恩的。
You forgot the person beside you as receiving as having whole life with you.
所以你要谨慎的待他。
You have to treat her properly.
这样就叫你们的祷告没有拦阻。
In this way, your prayer will go to heaven.
你没有这些东西。
If you don't have all this.
你回去就把你一天的气发在他身上。
You. Just about what you're angry to him.
他两个礼拜以后就不来教会了。
After two weeks, he will not come to church.
你三个礼拜也不来了。
After you don't come to church in 3 weeks.
你还怪他。
And you think it's her fault.
都是因为他绊了你的脚。
Because she's done to you.
不是。
No, it's not her fault.
我们的位置要站对，好吧？
We have to stand in the right position.
神就是神。
God is God.
我们就是人。
We are human.
我们是罪人。
We are guilty.
他是圣洁的神。
He is holy.
我们与他中间无法亲近。
We cannot reach to him.
谢谢我们的主耶稣基督。
But thanks Jesus Christ.
我们原来因罪与神隔绝。
Before we distance with God because we have sinned.
如今却靠着耶稣基督的血与神和好了。
But now Jesus Christ help us to reconcile this relationship.
所以我们可以称他为阿爸 Father。
So now we can call him Abba Father。
他还是我们的属灵的父亲。
He is our spiritual father。
他是造我们的那一位。
He is the one made us。
我们当敬畏他。
We should fear for him。
我们的帮助从何而来
？Our help, where our help comes from？
我们的帮助从造天地耶和华的名而来。
Our help comes from the who made the earth and the heaven。
但愿这些话常常激励我们里面的人。
Hope all his words can encourage us。
我们需要被主的话常常激励。
We need to be encouraged by God's word。
所以保罗说。
So Paul said。
我常在父面前屈膝。
I often bow down in front of
God。I bend my knee in front of the Lord。
说我在主前屈膝。
干什么？求他的灵
，Ask His Holy Spirit，
刚强我里面的人
，Make our heart be stronger。
我们每天都做一个假象
，Sometimes we just pretend ourselves。
好吗？好得很。
We pretend everything's good。
糟不糟啊？一点都不糟啊。
Not bad at all。
其实我们里面有一个讨厌的东西。
Actually, there's something simple inside。
我们喜欢在外面做样子。
We just superficially protected.
其实我已经看出来，你里面的人已经都快垮了。
Actually, inside was almost destroyed.
所以每天有一个祷告。
Every day we should pray.
主啊。
God.
赦免我的过犯。
Forgive our sins.
刚强我里面的人。
Strengthen our heart.
叫我这个人刚强的时候。
When my heart is strong.
叫我里面的这个人，顺服你的时候。我的外面也都行出讨你喜悦的生活。
I can do everything to please you.
礼拜天早上醒来了。
On Sunday morning when we wake up.
今天谁讲道啊
？Who's going to preach today?
陈品珍。哎，没什么好听，不想去。
No, it's not so good. I'm not. I don't want to go.
哎呀，下雨啊。
It's raining outside.
还有淋雨，那些招待也不会拿雨伞来接我们。
So nobody carried an umbrella to come to welcome me.
今天不去了。
So I'm not going to church.
这就是我们里面两个人，看到没有
？So you can see ourselves.
我外面的人想去。
One person wants to go.
我里面呢就不想去。
Don't want to go. There's struggling.
所以保罗说，我真是苦啊。
So Paul said, I'm so bitter.
我想做的
I want to do,
他不用
I don't do it.
我不想做的
I don't want to do.
他偏偏要做
But he wants to do.
谁能够救我脱离这个取死的身体呢
Who can save me from this simple nature?
你要知道啊，你身上有个东西死人，你想到吧
You know there's dead person.
死人知道，不管你长多漂亮
Doesn't matter how beautiful you are.
不管你今天头发多黑。
Doesn't matter how black your hair is.
圣经告诉我们，在你我的里面一个死人呐、啊。
Bible told us between you and me inside we have a dead person inside.
所以保罗说。
So Paul said.
谁能救我脱离这个死人呢
？Who can save me from this sinful nature?
这就是当时候一种刑罚。
That was the law.
除了五马分尸
they have different punishment.
除了杀头
they killed they can chop your head off.
还有一种死刑是最残忍的。
There's one death sentence is very cruel.
就是一个判死判了死刑的活人。
That is put in sentence of death, but is still alive.
判了死刑的活人。
So that person is still alive, but has death sentence.
怎么处理这个死刑呢？
How can they go to take this death sentence?
拿一个死掉的人。
They will take the really dead person.
额头对额头。
And the face and face, the forehead face to forehead.
鼻尖对鼻尖。
Nose to nose.
嘴对嘴。
Mouth to mouth.
胸对胸。
Chest to chest.
绑起来。
So they bind them together.
用马车载到旷野。
Then they will throw them in the wild.
丢在那里。
And
这个活人
this alive person,
就每天闻着那个死人的味道
every day he smells a dead person,
看着死人的眼睛
and look at the dead person's eyes,
摸着他冰冷的身体
and touch the cold body,
怎么样啊一天一天的死去
slowly he will die,
我们一生的日子就是这样子
Just like our life.
我想要的我不去做
The things we want, we don't do it.
我不想做的我天天都去做
The things we don't want to do it, but we do it.
好、我真是苦啊
How suffering I am.
谁能救我脱离这个死身体呢
Who can save me from this sinful nature?
感谢主
Thanks Lord.
他说在耶稣基督里面就可以了
In Jesus Christ, we can be saved.
他今天给我们一个新人。
He gave us new person.
旧事已过。
The past is gone.
都变成新的了。
Everything become new.
因为我们犯罪得罪神的时候。
When we against God, when we sin.
圣经告诉我们，死在我里面发动。
Bible told us the God in the dead is in our inside us.
我的灵是死的。
My spirit is dead.
所以世界的灵掌管了我的全部。
So the world control over me.
我看人家有我没有的时候。
When I see something else has something I don't have.
我就一个事情反应。
So then I will have to sin.
妒忌。
Then become jealous.
我带我的同学到我家来看的时候。
When I take my classmates to my home.
哎，我们家比你大五倍。
So my home is like five.
我里面有个什么东西啊
what do you mean?
Look at me, I'm somebody 骄傲啊
I will be very proud
我就是讲一些这些事情告诉弟兄姊妹
I just want to tell brother sister
靠着你自己
Depend on yourself
靠着你的才能
Depend on your talent
靠着你的才干靠着你今天的聪明
Depends on your knowledge.
靠着你今天在地上社会上的权力权势
Depends on your authority.
你的苦难越来越大
Your suffering will become more and more.
直到你受不了的那一天
Until the day you cannot take it anymore.
但不要等那一天
But don't wait until that day.
Lord.
主啊
住到我的里面来
come into my heart
帮助我
help me
把我里面的东西不讨你喜悦的先拿走
everything that not please you take it away
借着你的话
through your word
借着圣灵的启示
through the Holy Spirit
让我的里面重新有建造
rebuild me
刚强我里面的人
strengthen me
不太能够喜乐啊
So then I can receive the joy
还没开始讲已经讲半个钟头去了你看
Not half an hour already
我常常都是这样子
I often like this
像我刚刚讲的东西我从没有准备的
I wasn't prepared no one I just told
我就是刚刚上来刚刚闻弟兄的一个诗歌你不可忘记神的恩惠
So don't forget God's grace
诗篇一百零三篇
它
里面少了两个字
words,
不是它少了两个字
him,
歌词少了两个字
OK
先来翻看 yeah, 看到没有 不可忘记什么？第二条呢？不可忘记他的恩惠。
Don't forget his grace。
圣经上说是不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Don't forget his all grace。
Forget not。
不要忘记。
All his grace。
他所有一切的恩惠。
什么意思啊？不要忘记所有，不要忘记一切的恩惠，表示什么
？What that mean? Don't forget what it is.
记住一个可以吧
？Remember one.
弟兄姊妹，我不是叫你只要记住一个恩惠。
It's not just remember one grace.
不要忘记一切的。
Don't forget what it is.
能够里面装个一两个感谢神的东西。
We have to be grateful.
不管是所发生的事情。
Doesn't matter what happened.
或是因为神所示的
whatever happened,
你里面起了敬畏的心
you have a fearful heart.
这件事个诗篇就要发生在你的身上
This song will happen to you.
好我们讲今天的主题了
Now we're going to talk about the subject today.
马太福音二十二章一到十四节讲一个
In Matthew 22,
比喻
1-14, there's a parable.
这个比喻就是说到
This parable talking about
请人来赴婚宴
Invite the people come to the wedding.
很奇怪啊
Very strange.
主耶稣基督也没结婚
Jesus Christ is not married.
他最喜欢用的比喻就是婚姻
But he also used the parable of marriage.
我们讲随便讲了啊。
For example,
主耶稣行的第一个神迹在哪里啊
？Jesus performed the first miracle. Where he performed the first miracle?
约翰福音第二章，耶稣基督行的第一个神迹就是在加利利的迦南的娶亲的宴席上，他做了一件什么事情啊？
随便酒
变水为酒
He performed the water into the wine
马太福音二十五章
In Matthew 23
十个童女我们讲过了
Ten girls
Ten virgins
Ten virgins
十个童女
There's ten virgins
他们在那里等候着主耶稣基督
They are waiting for the
Jesus 的新郎
They're waiting for the bro
但有五个叫聪明的
There's five of very wise.
他的灯里面 灯筒里面都预备好的油所以一直发光
oil, so、
另外五个叫愚蠢的
five of them are fool.
他的灯管里面没有油
oil.
后来怎么样
What happened to the end?
你回去看啊、哦，我们不讲。
You can read that chapter by yourself.
这一章，等一下我们讲。最后，在启示录第十九章，来，圣经翻开来看看。
Chapter 19.
不行，我们讲圣经都没有看圣经，那不行。对不起啊，看一下启示录第十九章。
Revelation 19.
第七节、第八节、第九节，来。
7, 8, 9.
启示录十九章第七到第九节，翻到了以后，我们一起念来。
我们要
欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣天使吩咐我说你要写上凡被请赴羔羊婚宴的有福了又对我说这是神阿们阿们的话圣经里面一讲到我实实在在的告诉你我真真实实的告诉你都是主耶稣的灵说我阿们阿们的跟你讲这句话你要特别注意啊。
So whatever in Bible tell you, I tell you truthfully, you have to remember.
我们刚刚讲了四个娶亲的宴席。
So we talk about four women.
最后一个是谁？
The last one. Who is the last one?
就是羔羊和心腹的婚宴。
The lamb and the bride.
他说，若有人开门，
If there's someone open the door,
我就进到他里面。
I will go into her.
他与我，
He and me.
我与他，
I and him.
就一同坐席。
We will sitting together.
哎，一同坐席跟永远同在不太一样哦。
Sitting in the banquet is different than together forever.
你每次想主啊，与我同在。
Every time we ask God be with me.
你都是想一个 status， 一个状况。
You just think that moment.
当主耶稣说，我与你，你与我一同坐席。
When Jesus said, I with you, you with me.
那就是夫妻的关系咯。
That's very close relationship.
所以我们要知道为什么他举这些例子啊。
So that's why we have to know why they use this parable.
我们刚刚已经念过了啊。
Now, earlier we already read the chapter.
但是我们简单的再来几下。
So we're going to read again.
第一节，耶稣就用比喻对他们说，又用比喻了啊！上次我们讲用比喻。用简单的。
Very simple one.
一般人都可以明白的。
Everyone can understand.
把真理告诉你。
Tell them the truth.
所以从第二节到十四节就是要讲这件事情。
From the verse 2 to 14, they're going to talk about this.
二节三节说，天国好比一个王
Kingdom of heaven is like a king
为了他的儿子摆设娶亲的筵席
It's like a king that prepared a wedding banquet for the son
就打发仆人去把那些被招来的人叫来赴席
So he sent the servants to invite the people come to the wedding
下面说什么
What they say
他们却不肯来
But they don't want to come.
你看厉害啊王啊有个儿子啊请了仆人
and send the servants out.
好像神借着耶稣基督所成全的救恩
Just like God through Jesus Christ to accomplish the salvation
今天神的灵住在你的里面
Today, Holy Spirit is leading you.
叫你把福音传给人。
So to tell you to send preach to the other people.
邀请他们回到神的面前。
Invite them come back to God.
他说什么
？What they say?
No.
They say no.
哈哈哈 ，no. 所以你不要伤心啊，你不要伤心，主耶稣已经告诉你了。第四节。
The verse four.
来，姊妹，请念，我休息一下。招的人，我的筵席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。来，又打发别的仆人。
So God sent out more servants out.
再去求他，看到没有？
They're going to ask the new master again.
还是去请那些被招的人来。
They're going to invite those people.Back again.
下面这句话跟我们平常不一样。
The next sentence is different.
有的时候我五点二十分打电话回家了。
Sometimes I call home at 5:20.
我说晚上有个应酬。
I tell them I have a dinner at night.
不行啊，我饭都烧好了。
No, I already prepared the dinner for you.
这里不是个意思哦。
No, this is different.
他去请被招的人看宴席怎么样
the banquet, what happened to the banquet?
已经完成了
the wedding banquet is already prepared.
牛和肥畜
the cattle,
已经宰了
already been prepared.
各样的事情都已经 settle 了 拜托请他们来。
Please come to Jonah.
亚当夏娃。
Adam and Eve.
行了神吩咐不可行的事情。
Listen.
虽然他们到草丛里面去躲起来。
Even they hiding in the garden.
后来神把他们赶出伊甸园之前，给他们穿上了什么？皮衣。
Before God drives them out of the Eden Garden, God dressed up them with a leather's coat.
这件皮衣是亚当夏娃犯罪得罪神之后十天神才没有办法做的，还是神已经预备好了？
Is this code God working to be cleared for them before?
我们还没有做坏事得罪神的时候。
Before we sin, we.
神已经为我们预备了救恩。
God working to be cleared salvation for us.
家里的小男孩七岁八岁狗都嫌，对不对啊？
The little boy is 7 or 8 years. They
are. 他都不晓得为什么。喜欢玩火柴。你跟他讲不要玩火柴会烧火。等你出去的时候他就玩火柴。讲一个简单的比喻。灭火器预备好了没有啊？不是等你把房子烧掉以后我才去想办法的。亚伯拉罕的儿子叫什么名字啊？以撒嘛。圣经讲的好可怜哦，你们回去看看。大概22章啊，创世纪。那天早上，神告亚伯拉罕。Abraham 说，我在这里。你看圣经怎么讲，圣经讲不会讲啊。他说带着你独生的儿子，就是你老年所生的，并且是你所爱的，到摩利亚山上将他献给我为祭物。
And give him a sacrifice.
中国人是老来子是的，不得了事情。
In Chinese, when the older people have their son.
独生子哎。
Only son.
爸爸48岁才生的。
When the father at 48 years old, he gets a son. Only.
而且生下来好像我们。
And looks like him.
爱的不得了。
So love this son so much.
迁到摩利亚山上，献为祭物。
Take this down to the sacrifice.
这很残忍的三句话啊，你回去看啊，我们是福音主，你去看创世纪22章，结果 Abraham 就带他去了。不管怎么样，他就把柴火都预备好了，把这个童子就绑起来了，到准备下去的时候，天上有声音说
When Abraham prepared everything.Then the sound come from the heaven.
你万万不可在这童子身上下手。
Don't hurt this son.
亚伯拉罕一想。
Abraham think.
你在开玩笑。
Are you kidding me?
又要我绑起来，又要我杀他，又要献祭。
You told me to sacrifice him for the.
话还没有讲完，亚伯拉罕看到旁边有一只公羊。他的羊，他的脚扣在稠密的荆棘里面。亚伯拉罕拿了那只羊代替了以撒。在摩利亚山上献祭给神。那只山羊已经预备好了，晓得吧？你不要以为。神喜欢吃沙西米，吃这个 beef carbaccio 是不是？意大利话 beef carbaccio， 生牛肉。神不是喜欢吃生肉的。但是神知道亚伯拉罕，我知道你相信我了。
God knows Abraham has a faith in him.
你没有把你最喜欢的儿子留下不给我。
You didn't keep your only son from me.
你要成为大国。
You will become big nation.
你的子孙要比天上的星还多。
Your offspring will be more than the stars.
要比海边的沙也多。
More than the sand on the beach.
你必成为大国。
You will have big nation.
人称你为万国之父。
You are the father of all nations.
记住哦，
Remember,
神为我们预备的不是发生事情才预备，
God already prepared before anything happens.
神已经预备了，因为他已经知道这件事情会在你这个软弱人身上发生。你看啊，这些被招的人哦，这里都是讲到神的选民，以色列人。
These people are the God's chosen people.
犹太人。
The Jewish people.
他们不理就走了。
They even didn't pay attention.
第五节。
On the verse five.
我们今天也不理就走了。
Sometimes we just don't pay attention and walk away.
理由差不多。
Same reason.
我要到田里去。
I need to go to the field.
种田。
You need to take care of the field.
我要去收割。
I'm going to cross the farm.
第二个说。我要去做买卖。
I'm going to do my business.
一切的事情啊，一切的事情。
Everything.
都是不要神。
Everything just to find the reason to reject God.
还有更糟糕的。
There's something more.
他们把仆人抓到，却把他怎么样？都把他杀了。新约圣经告诉我们，凡罪都可赦免，只有一种罪不可以赦。哪一种罪啊？亵渎圣灵的罪永不得赦免。神的仆人，神的灵常常借着主的话求我们回家，悔改，得永生。但是我们把他讲的话当作什么谎言？最糟糕就是这个。我们今天把圣经的话当作谎话。我们把主耶稣基督是当作说谎的，所以主耶稣说，我是天父的儿子。他刚刚背的，我就是道路、真理、生命。说谎的都是魔鬼，因为魔鬼是说谎之人的父。
Because Satan is the
father of the liar. 你看啊，这个时候啊，王就大怒了。
So the king was very angry.
就发兵除灭他们，并且毁了那个城。
And the king sent the army out to destroy that city.
主后七十年。
After 70 years.
耶路撒冷怎么样啊？
Jerusalem.
全部烧掉。
The
圣经说什么？
What Bible say?
圣殿里的石头没有一块留在另外一块上面。
No stones are stuck on each other.
当时候盖圣殿的 stone
when they build the temple,
不是今天用水泥去做的，中间
in between the rocks, in between the bricks,
都是犹太人拿出来的金子啊。
They use the gold.
每一块石头都是镶金的。
Every stone, between stones, there's gold.
罗马兵丁的手，一块一块都给它敲掉。
And what the soldiers did destroy the temple.
第九节。
On verse nine.
所以你们要往哪里去？
So you have to go.
岔路上。
Go to the corner of the street.
旁枝上面。
Go to the small corner of the street.
或瘸的，或高的，或好的，或坏的，
通通请来。
And a good or bad invites them all to come to my room.
因为犹太人的悖逆。
Because of the Israel.
他们被从橄榄树上怎么样折下来。神的救恩从此临到了外邦人。
So God's salvation comes to the Gentiles.
外邦人被接上去了。
So Gentiles get connected to the.
凡遇见的都来。
What people?
以前被招的是只有犹太人，十二个支派才可以来。
Before the only God only selects the Jewish people.
现在什么都不要了。
Right now, all the Gentiles can come.
注意啊，一切的罪人啊，圣经叫做不论善恶都招过来，好不好？
What good and evil come?
那为什么 good 也来呢？
为什么好也来呢？
为什么不就 evil 来一下算了吗？
Why they have to good and evil come?
记住啊，有一天传道书上最后一章十二章最后一节告诉我们，不论善恶。神都要审判你。多少人觉得自己是一个 good？
Some, there's many people think we are good.
Good is not good enough, okay?
好的不一定够。
你要 pure。
要纯洁。
好好玩，好以外还有一个什么？更好有没有？更好以后还有一个最好。
And the best.
Right. Good, better, best. 你光 good 没有用，还有 a lot of better than you.
Yeah, then have to be better than the best.
Perfect.
完美。完美。
有没有 perfecter 啊？ I am perfecter than you. 有没有这样讲的？
有没有比我更完美？
我比你更完美，表示你们两个怎么样？都不完美。我比你更好，表示你们两个都不好。所以圣经上没有这个 perfect term。哦，这个小孩画的圆，比那个女生画的圆更圆，什么意思啊？两个都不圆。注意，神所要的是在他面前看着对的人。
God wants the people to be right.
好，最后
the last one.
请到外面的人进来了。
people
好，十一节讲完我们就结束了啊。
11.
王就进来观看宾客。
King come to the state of water gate.
他看这么多的宾客里面，
He saw all the gate.
有一类的人没有穿礼服就来了。
There's one person didn't wear the proper dress.
他就对他说
He asked,
朋友
Friend,
你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？
Why you didn't wear the wedding dress to here?
那人无言可答。
He was speaking.
这对我们最重要了、
This is very important to us.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brother and sister,
我们来到了神的面前是
We come to God.
受邀请。
We have been invited by God.
得着白白的恩典。
We received the gift of grace.
神赐我们白白的救恩。
God gave us the salvation grace.
我们进来了。
We came in.
多少人不懂得这句话？
How many of us do not understand this?
Salvation is free.
他们说救恩是自己是
白白的，
是白白的
，but not cheap，
但是并不便宜
，very costly，
是很昂贵的，
因为耶稣基督的生命换来的
，because Jesus Christ used his life to give us this salvation。
我们今天到了神里面，到了教会里面
，we come to the church today，
我们就有一个责任
，we have a duty。
圣经告诉我们
，Bible told us。
进来了以后
After you come in,
不要再效法这个世界
Don't follow this world,
是要心意更新而变化
But change your heart.
叫你们查验何为神良善纯全可喜悦的旨意。这是我们今天的礼服。我们不能够来到这里随随便便。我行我素。羞辱主的名。所以那一天王就叫这一个代表的这一个啊，没有穿礼服的出去了。
So God sends that person out.
那个人在外面干什么？
What that person do?
哀哭切齿。
He was
sighing. Gnashing your teeth.
切齿咬牙。
今天多少人来到教会？
How many ones come to church?
不是走正门进来的。
Not come from the front door.
不是走耶稣基督为他裂开的身体进来的。是通通从旁边的门走进来的。为了喜欢听教会里面的诗歌。
Just come to listen to the sound of the church.
为了喜欢教会里面的气氛。
Like the atmosphere in the church.
主的话。主的祷告，主的灵与他一点关系都没有。
They don't pay attention to God's word and God's Holy Spirit.
注意哦。
Be careful.
不要到那一天后悔。人最难过的一件事情，一个人一生最痛苦的事情。
The most suffering thing in the life.
什么你知道吗？
Do you know what it is?
当你懊悔的时候，已经没有人原谅你了。
When you regret, there's nobody to forgive you.
我们祷告。
Now we pray.
天父，我们再次谢谢你。
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
你多次跟我们讲到娶亲的宴席。
You mentioned that many times the wedding.
因为那一天你也要来迎娶我们。
Because that day you will come to receive me.
我们都要向新妇装扮整齐。
We will be prepared for that day.
穿上礼服。
And dress up the coat.
谢谢主白白的救恩。谢谢主的灵常把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。我们只求你按着你自己的应许，借着你住在我们里面的灵，叫我们常常想起你说过的话，并且带领我们进入真理。谢谢主。你继续看顾这个教会。
You continue take care of this church.
充满我们每一个人。
Fill everyone up.
也赐我们一个心愿。
Give us the wish.
愿意在那一天与主一同坐席。
We will be with you in that day.
我们不但要被召。
We are not only being invited.
我们也要在主的旨意里面遵守主的话语。
We will follow your will and.Remember your word.
成为名字刻在生命册里的人。
Become our name will be on the life of God.
谢谢我们的主耶稣。
Thank Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天。